What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It is time for Real Talk with Dr. Stacy L. Spencer. How y'all doing tonight? What's up? Come on in here, y'all. I'm excited. I'm pumped up because tonight I'm talking about leveling up. It's time to level up in terms of your leadership, in terms of, you know, advancing and evolving as a person. I don't know about you, but I want to continue to evolve and improve. I'm not satisfied with yesterday's press clippings. I want to continue to grow, and I hope you do too. Welcome to Real Talk with Dr. Stacy L. Spencer. Hey, Tiffany, good to see you. Audra, good evening. Cato, what's up? Good to see you. Tiff, good to see you. Janet, how you doing? Yeah. Tiara, what's up? Chloe, what's happening? Y'all come on in the room. I'm excited. I'm so glad to see y'all. How's y'all week been going? Sierra, you all right? How you doing? Good to see you, Ashley. Harris, thank you. Carolyn, how you doing? Come on, y'all. Come on in the room. Listen, do me a favor. Invite some people tonight. Share this stream right now because we get ready to go into it. I want to talk tonight about leveling up. You know what I mean? It's time to go up to another level. There's time for you to continue to evolve and grow as a human being. I'm not satisfied with yesterday's press clippings. I believe that God has more in store. What's up, Tonga? Good evening. Hey, Denise, good to see you. Bless you. Yeah. So listen, help me get this word out tonight. We get ready to go in. I'm about to go in. Want to talk about leveling up. So this morning, we had staff meeting at New Direction Christian Church where I pastor. And my executive pastor, he leads the staff meetings. And Pastor Michael Douglas is such an accomplished leader. I'm grateful to have him on staff. And he talked about something tonight that really, well, this morning that really blessed me. He was challenging us as a team to be better. Somebody type in the comments, be better. And he came up with this brilliant quote. And I asked him earlier, I said, where'd you get that from? He said, it came from me. I want to share it with you. This was his thoughts about us being better. He said, God is so good at being great that when he uses good people to do great things, they stop trying to be better. I'm going to say that again. God is so good at being great that when he uses good people to do great things, they stop trying to be better. Let that marinate. I thought that was so profound. God is this great God. God is this awesome creator, the master of the universe. He created the universe ex nihilo out of nothing. He said it was complete darkness, and God said, let there be light. He hung the constellations, the moon, the stars. He changed, he gave us seasons. God is this great creator, and yet we're made in the image of God, which means we have the capacity to be like God. But many of us never reach our fullest potential in God because we get satisfied, watch this, with just being good. Some of us are so satisfied with yesterday's press clippings that we fail to prepare for tomorrow. We stop evolving, we stop growing because we get content with good. We cannot be great because good has us captive. But I believe that God wants us to go from good to great. How many of y'all will agree tonight that there's another level for you? That there's another level for you to grow? There's another level for you to get to? If you're ready to go to another level tonight, I need y'all to put some fire in the chat and say, I'm ready to go to another level. That it's time for you to level up. I believe that there's room for promotion for you. There's room for you to advance, but there's some intentionality and some work that must come with you wanting to advance. You can't advance standing in the same spot that you stood in 10 years ago. What got you here is not going to take you there. I want to talk tonight about how we go to the next level. We are able to do good things because of a great God. Let's establish that first. Everything good that's happened in my life, God did it. God has allowed me this opportunity to lead. God has allowed you this opportunity to have the job you have, to have the influence you have. Can we all agree that, first of all, God is great? God is great. The creator of the universe is great. God is the one that had a plan for us to succeed, a plan for us to prosper. God is great. But we have to participate in our greatness. The greatness is not because of our own power, but we must participate in that greatness that God has put inside of us. And then watch this. I want to share a scripture with you to get as a springboard for what we're going to talk about tonight. And that scripture is John chapter 14, verse 12. You got it? Get your Bibles out, because I'm a Bible preacher. We're going to use some scripture tonight to talk about how we get to the next level. John chapter 14, verse 12. Listen to what Jesus Christ says to his disciples. It blew me away. He says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. Did y'all hear what I just said? Jesus says, those who believe in me will do the same works I have done and greater. Somebody say greater. Type in the comments, greater. Greater. Jesus said, what? You will do greater works. Now help me real quick, y'all. Don't just let that fly over your head. That blew me away. Jesus said, we will do greater works. Help me real quick. You don't have to be a biblical scholar to answer this question, but I need you to answer this question. What are some of the great exploits that Jesus did while he was on earth for 33 years? I need you to type one or two things that Jesus did that you consider great. I just want to see something real quick. I want to see something. Type in the comments what you think Jesus Christ did on earth that was great. Write it down. Put it in the comments. I want to see if y'all see what I see. What were some of the great things that Jesus did while he was on earth? Can you write down one thing in the comments real quick? I just want to see something. He healed the sick, Sadie. Thank you. He raised the dead. What else did he do? Healing. He healed people. What else did Jesus do? Come on, TikTok. Put it in the comments. What did Jesus do that was so great while he was on earth? He was a teacher. He died for our sins, deliverance, healing the sick, healed a woman, fed 5,000, healed the blind, healed the lady with the blood issue, greater works, turned water into wine. He forgave folk of their sins, provision. What did Jesus do that was so great? Type it in the comments. Was around people not so popular, huh? He saved people. He taught. Spit on the sand and gave blind man his sight back. Come on. He reconciled us back to God through his death on the cross. All of these things, Jesus said, you will do the same things I did. And we see evidence of that with the apostles, right? The disciples of Christ, they were able to heal the sick. As a matter of fact, when they walked past people, their shadows that touch people heal people. They spoke and demons fled. They called out demons out of folk. They touched people and they were healed. So if Jesus told his apostles that they would do greater works, and we also are believers and followers of Jesus, does that not mean that we too have the ability to do greater works? Somebody type in the comments, I'm anointed to do greater. I just want you to get that in your spirit tonight. My brother and sister are anointed to do greater. God has greater works for you to do, and I want you to do them. Are y'all with me tonight? I remember a book I read back in 2001 by Jim Collins. It's called From Good to Great. And in Jim Collins' book, him and his research team went through 6,000 articles and researched 1,435 companies. And their metrics for what made these companies great was that they appeared that they beat the stock market 7 times in 15 years, twice as good as the results of the company's index of the world's greatest companies. And out of those 1,435 companies, they found 11 companies that qualified as great. And out of all of these 11 companies, they all had 7 characteristics that made them great. I'm only going to teach you about one of those tonight. I'm going to teach you one, but I'm going to give it a spiritual twist and add scripture to what it means to be, watch this, a level 5 leader. Can somebody say level 5? Level 5. Level 5 leader. There are all of the CEOs of these great companies were level 5 leaders. Well, what about levels 1, 2, 3, and 4? You've got to go through 1, 2, 3, and 4 before you get to 5. So I want to teach you about the five levels. And here's the question for you tonight. What level are you on? What level are you on? When I give you the definition, I want you to get it in your head where you are and how you advance to level five. Are y'all with me? Let's get ready to go there. Let's go there. Level one. Y'all ready for level one? Here goes level one. So level one is this. You're highly capable. People can rely on you to make productive contributions. You're talented, knowledgeable, and skilled. At the base level, in order to just be considered good, you've got to be highly capable of doing what people ask you to do. You're knowledgeable and skilled. You have a skill set and a will set. You get the job done. How many of y'all would agree that that's the first level that is necessary for you to be considered good? You got to be able to do what you said you could do. Nobody's going to keep you employed if you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the skill set, or the will set. I want to give you scripture for that. I want to give you scripture. Luke 16:10. Jesus says this. Jesus went on to make these comments. He says, if you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who's going to put you in charge of the whole store? No worker can serve two bosses. He'll either hate the first and love the second, or adore the first and despise the second. You can't serve both God and money. It's a lot in that scripture, but here's the basic principle. If you can't be faithful over a few things, you're not going to be promoted to over many things. You must be able to have responsibility. Listen to what I just said. You must have responsibility. You need to be able to respond in accordance to what you've been asked to do. And if you can't do that, you'll never make it past level one. It's amazing to me how so many people can't simply do what they've been hired to do. If you can master that level one, then you can advance to level two. But do you have the skill set and the will set to do what it is you've been called to do? Are y'all good? Level one. That's level one. Somebody say, I got it. I'm ready for level two. I got it. I got level one. I'm hoping everybody on here, at least you're on level one. You got a skill set. You got a will set. You do what you've been asked to do. Very good. But now I want to go to level two. Here's level two. Level two requires you to be a contributing team member. Rather than simply being an effective individual, you work well with others and great at helping your team hit its objectives. Here's the thing. You can have skill set and will set, but if you don't play well with others, you're probably not going to advance very far up the ladder. And I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up, is that we don't know how to have interpersonal skills. We don't work well with others. We use excuses like, well, I'm an introvert. I like to work by myself. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. Can somebody type that in the comments? It takes teamwork to make the dream work. If you're going to advance, if you want to be promoted, you know, so many times we are guilty in church talking about, I want a promotion. I want God to take me to the next level. But there's some skill sets that you must work on. You must be a people person. You must learn how to work with people in order to continue to advance. You're not going to go very far if you don't know how to work with people. Are y'all with me? You got to work with people. And here's a scripture. I want to give you scripture. Watch this. I want to give you some scripture. And it is Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, the Message version. And it says this. It's better to have a partner than to go it alone. Somebody type in the comments, it takes two to make a thing go right. It's better to have a partner than to go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth. I'm going to say that again. Share the work, share the wealth. Y'all, we can get more done when we work together, but you're not going to advance up the ladder if you don't know how to work with people. I think that's why it's important when we have young children to put them in sports. to get them in athletics so that they can learn the principle of teamwork. Because all throughout life, you are going to have to learn how to work with the team. When Jesus sent out his disciples on a mission, their first mission, he sent them out two by two because he taught them the principle. He said, where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, there I will be in the midst of them. And whatever you bind up on earth should be bound up in heaven. There is a spiritual principle of working together that also applies in the natural world of corporate America. If we don't learn how to work together, you're not going to advance. Somebody say, I want to go to the next level. Well, you got to work as a team. It takes a team to fulfill the dream. Y'all with me? We're going to be done early tonight. Watch this. Number three. Once you reach level three, you're a competent manager. When you reach level three, you are a competent manager. You can oversee both people and resources to achieve predetermined goals. Now, you're not going to go to level five until, watch this, you got a skill set and a will set. You know how to work with people. The third level is when you can manage people and resources. And again, let's go back to the original scripture that I read to you. If you can't be trusted with small things, who's going to trust you with big things? So yeah, some of y'all got to pass the test at level one when people leave you in response, leave you with the responsibility over their stuff. They're watching you to see how you're going to do with the small things. Y'all do it with your kids all the time, don't you? You leave the house, you're like, all right, I need this house cleaned up by the time I get back. And what we're doing as parents is we're watching our children to see, can I trust them while I'm gone? If I can trust them while I'm gone, I'm going to give them some more rope and I might let them go out, you know, out to the movies. If I can trust them to come home for curfew, then I might let them go and stay at a friend's house. We keep giving them rope to see if they're going to be trustworthy. And the same thing happens at work. Can I trust you over the resources and the people that I'm about to put you over? Who is a good example of that in the Bible? Joseph is. Y'all remember Joseph, the boy with the coat of many colors? His brothers were jealous of him. They sold him into slavery. He went to Potiphar's house and Potiphar put him in charge of his whole house. And then his wife lied on him. He went to prison. And then in prison, they put him over the whole prison. He was a warden in the prison. And then they brought him out of prison. And then he became second in charge of Egypt. Why? Because of his trustworthiness, because of his track record of managing people and resources. Listen to this in Genesis. Verse 38, it says, then Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? Again, you're made in the image of God. If you're a follower of Jesus, you're going to do greater works. Who else can we find that has this divine spirit? So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you, God is great. Since God has informed you of all of this, there's no one so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over many, over my house. Watch this. He said, you should be over my house. And according to your command, all my people should do homage. Only in the throne, I will be greater than you. Woo! I got to say that again. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, says, only in regards to me, I will be greater than you. Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And then Pharaoh took off his signet ring, which symbolized the authority of the king. He gave him his signet ring, which means the same authority I have, I'm giving to you. He also gave Joseph a robe. He changed his clothes and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold necklace around his neck. And he put him in his chariot. And everybody had to pay homage to Joseph. The same person, watch this, who started at the bottom, but now he's here. Somebody needs to understand there is no level where that is insignificant. I don't care if you're on level one. I don't care if you're in the mail room. I don't care if you are a fry cook right now. If you are faithful over what it is that God has called you to do, your gifts will make room for you and bring you into the presence of great men. Is there anybody on here tonight who has been faithful over a few things? If you're faithful over a few things and you operate with integrity, Even when people lie on you, your gifts will still make room for you. Even when people try to scandalize your name and sabotage your career, if you operate with integrity, if God be for you, who can be against you? I'm talking to somebody tonight who feels like you're stuck at a certain level. You did the right thing and they still lied on you. You did the right thing and you didn't get the promotion. Can I tell you that a delay is not a denial? When you do what it is that God is calling you to do and you do it the way God asks you to do and you're faithful over, what did Jesus say? When you're faithful over a few things, I will make you what? A ruler over many things. Can somebody say, be faithful over a few things? I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I want to tell you tonight that you must be faithful over a few things. What is the thing that God has called you to be faithful over in this season? It may seem that people have overlooked you. It may seem that people are tolerating you and not celebrating you, but I want you to know that God sees it. And when God sees your faithfulness, God is a rewarder of those who are faithful, because his promise to us is that if we believe in Jesus, if he said, you will do the same works that I have done, and watch this, even greater. Oh, there's another level for you. Can somebody type in a comment and say, there's another level for me? That was level 3. Are y'all ready for level 4? If you want more, say, I'm ready for level 4. If you are at level 4, you're an effective leader. Watch this. Who can steer your company towards well-defined and compelling goals. At level 4, you're now steering the organization towards well-defined and compelling goals, and you can keep your organization functioning at high levels of performance. This is where the vast majority of leaders sit, in level 4. Most people make it to level 4 and stop. But level 4, not to knock level 4, level 4 takes competency to the point where you're still moving your organization forward. Let me use me for an example right now. I've been pastoring for 23 years. And what happens in an organization, in church, there's a life cycle where when you reach 12 years, your organization will begin to plateau. And you must either reinvent yourself or your organization will continue to decline and die. I reached that plateau, and I tell you, it was disturbing to me to see all of this success we accomplished and then hit this ceiling, and I had to reinvent ourselves. And then the pandemic happened. It was stressful. It was grievous, but I had to lock in as a leader and have the will set and skill set and determination to move my organization back into trajectory towards growth. When you're a level 4 leader, you go through those challenges and you're able to move your organization, your family, your business, your ministry, whatever it is that you're over. When you're a level 4 leader, you don't allow the trends to determine when you live or when you die. I need somebody to help me tonight. Somebody type in the comments, I shall live and not die. Somebody needs to have that determination for your business. Your business might not be in the black right now, but can you continue to move it forward? Your organization might have had a decline or a dip, but do you have the capacity to move that organization forward in spite of the obstacles that are coming up against you? Somebody say, I'm determined. Determined to keep going. I'm determined to keep moving. Watch this. Matthew 8 verses 9 through 12 says, Jesus runs into a man who is not necessarily a believer, but his servant is sick and he needs Jesus to come to the house. And Jesus is getting ready to go to the man's house. But here's what the man says. He says, I don't want to put you to all that trouble. He says, just give the order and my servant will be fine. I'm a man who takes orders and gives orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes to another. Come, and he comes to my comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. And he says, Jesus, just say the word. You ain't got to come to my house. Just say the word. I understand authority. And Jesus is so impressed by this man's faith. He says, I have yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is the vanguard of everybody else who's coming after from all kinds of directions. Here's what I'm trying to say. When you're a level 4 leader, you recognize the authority that you have to keep it moving. Can somebody type in the comments, I got to keep it moving. You've got to keep your organization moving. You got, like Biggie Small says, I got to treat my first like my last and my last like my first. When you are at level four, you still got a hunger, no matter how many years you've been doing it. And the one thing you're not going to do is let your organization fail. I'm not going to let my business fail. I'm not going to let my ministry fail. I've come too far to turn around. If I have to reinvent myself, if I've got to cast a new compelling vision, if I've got to go back to school, if I've got to learn some new techniques, I'm not going to let this organization fail. I got to keep it moving. Is there anybody on TikTok that can tap their screen twice and say, I'm keeping it moving? I need somebody to put some fire in the chat if you want to keep it moving. Y'all ready for your last one? We're getting ready to go. Watch this. Level five. Are y'all ready for level five? This is where I want all of y'all to get tonight. I want you to get to level five. Here we go. Level five leaders are humble enough to ask for help. When they win, they say they were lucky. When they lose, they take the blame. They're more motivated by the success of others than their own success. Ooh. Do y'all hear what this man just said? He said, level five leaders are leaders who are not afraid to ask for help. But it would seem that if you go from level one to level two to level three to level four, and you get to level five, that you're competent and you don't need no help. No. In the spirit, when you reach the topest level, that's when you're the most humble. Hey, some of y'all are never going to be able to make it to the top because can't nobody tell you nothing. You know everything. But a great leader realizes, I don't know it all. A great leader recognizes, I can learn something from people who are at the lowest point in my organization to the people who are at the highest point of my organization, and I'm not afraid to ask for help. Is there anybody in here who knows that humility is something that you must attain to even as you go up? The higher you go up, the more humble you need to become. I think it was said in the scripture, it says, Jesus said this, he says, he or she who exalts themselves shall be humbled, but whoever humbles themselves will keep rising to the top. Humility, y'all. You got to remain humble. Pride comes before what? Help me finish this thought. Pride comes before what? Pride comes before the fall. If you want to see somebody fall, watch them get arrogant. Watch them forget who put them up there in the first place. Watch them get to the point where nobody can tell them anything. You must have humility to make it to the top. All of the level five leaders who ran those 11 great organizations were great because of their humility. They have an insatiable curiosity about the world and how to do things better. One of the key characteristics of a level five leader is you never lose your hunger to learn. All education does is tell you how much you don't know. The day you stop learning is the day you die. To be great, you must hold on to your humility. Can anybody tell me what was Jesus's definition of greatness? And I'll leave y'all. I'll bid you farewell. I'll let you go on back to watching your ball game or whatever you're doing. Does anybody know what Jesus's definition of greatness was? He says, the greatest among you shall be what? Whoever gives me the right answer, I might send you a Starbucks card or something. The greatest among you shall be what? I'm waiting. What? Jesus said, watch this. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Wow. Servant. The greatest among you shall be your servant to all. When we fail to be servant leaders, we fall right back to the bottom. But when you learn the art of humility and serving others, and you want success for others more than you want for yourself, that's when God can trust you and God can elevate you, because God says they got the right spirit. Are y'all with me tonight? I'm reminded of Jonathan and his armor bearer in 1 Samuel 14:6-7. Jonathan was a humble leader, but he had this great faith, this great drive, and it's intoxicating. When you're a level five leader, your passion and your enthusiasm, it drives the people you lead. And Jonathan and his armor bearer, they were up against an insurmountable odds, right? The army of Israel, their morale was down. his daddy was tripping. His daddy was the king, and everybody was weak, and they were famished, and they were up against the Philistines. And here's what Jonathan says to his armor bearer. This is a powerful scripture. I'm ending on this. He says, come on now, let's go across to these uncircumcised pagans. Maybe God will work for us. Did y'all hear what I just said? Maybe God will work for us. There's no rule that says God can only deliver. There's no rule that says that God can only deliver by using a big army. No one can stop God from saving when he sets his mind to it. Did y'all hear what I just said? God doesn't need a bunch of people to win. If you just got a few people on your team that know, that have faith like you have, if you just got a few people on your team that believe in you like you believe in them, it's all you need in this season of your life. And here's what the armor bearer says to Jonathan. He says, go ahead, man. Do what you think best. I'm with you all the way. I'm with you heart and soul. Isn't that what you want from people in life? I don't need a bunch of people. I am tired of hangers-on. I'm tired of people who are leeches. I just need two or three people who are for real ride or die folk who can lock into the vision that God has given me. And I believe that God can help me to win. Is there anybody tonight that believes that God can help you get to the next level? I need somebody to get excited tonight, because I stopped by to tell you that there's another level for you, that it's time for you to level up. It's time for you to go to the next level. God says, I'm taking you to another level. When your faith in me, Jesus says, when you believe in me, he says, you will do greater works than I have done. Is anybody on here tonight that's ready to take your ministry, your business, your life, your leadership to the next level? Look at somebody, type in the comments and say, it's time to level up. It's time to level up. Come on. Let's give God some praise tonight. I believe that there's some people on here tonight that are ready to level up. Listen, based upon what I just shared with y'all tonight, I want you to be honest. I want you to give yourself an honest assessment. What level are you on? What level are you on? Level one, level two, level three, level four, level five. I need you to put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the comments real quick. I just want to see if you're self-aware. What makes you a great leader is when you're self-aware of where you are in your development. What level are y'all on tonight? Level one, level two, level three, level four, level five. Deborah says level three. Audra says level five. Come on, where y'all at, TikTok? Y'all ain't said nothing to me tonight. Where are y'all at? What level are you on? Level one, thank you, Chloe. Level five, thank you, Rayette. Janice, level four. Hope, level three. Odine, four. I see y'all, level three. Thank you, Jasmine. All of us are on different levels, but knowing is half the battle. When you know what level you're on, you know that I've got room for growth. Every one of us has the same room in our house. It's the room for improvement. And I hope tonight that what I shared with you can help you to level up. If you need to work on your skill set and your will set, study to show yourself approved. That's why we got New D University, right? We got New D University so you can level up spiritually. But as it regards, in regards to your career, study to show yourself approved. Maybe you can't go back to school, but nobody's stopping you from buying books or reading or doing research on the internet. If it's level two that you need to get to, you need to learn how to work with people. Read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Read books on teamwork. Learn how to work with folks. Get out of your comfort zone and learn how to interact with people. If you need to go to level three, and you need to learn how to be responsible over people and resources, read books on leadership. If you need to get to level four and you want to move your organization forward, read books about like Good to Great, how to take your whole organization forward, or Blue Ocean Strategy. Read books like that to help move your organization forward. And if you want to be a level five leader, stay humble. Get on your knees and ask God to continue to give you guidance. Remain humble. Don't be so smart that can't nobody tell you nothing, because that's when you start to fall back to the bottom. Pride comes before the fall. God bless y'all tonight. Let's put some fire in the chat if this helped you tonight. If I gave you some nuggets that can help you, can somebody put some fire in the chat? I want to pray for you tonight. I want to pray for you that God will cement everything that we just shared tonight. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every person that stopped by on this Bible study tonight. And Father, I pray that you would take them to a whole nother level. God, right now, we touch and agree. We tap that screen, Father God. We give hearts right now. We give hearts of praise and tap the screen and just say thank you. We touch and agree by tapping the screen that, God, we're ready for another level, that I'm ready to go from level one to level two, from level two to level three, from level three to level four, from level four to level five. There is another level, God, because in your word, you said, I want to take you from glory to glory to glory. Father, there's another level for those of us who are humble enough to say, I don't know it all. When we're humble enough to say, I have room for growth. And so, Father, I thank you for all of those who stop by tonight and say, yeah, I'm ready for another level. And so, Father, tonight I'm praying that you would continue to guide my brothers and sisters in the right direction, in a new direction. As a matter of fact, Father, there's anybody on here tonight who wants to head in a new spiritual direction and give their life to Christ, to make Jesus their Lord and Savior, I pray, Father God, they would say yes to your will and yes to your way. So tonight, Father God, if there's somebody who wants to give their life to Christ, I pray, Father, they would say yes to you. I pray, Father, if there's somebody who wants to be baptized and join our church virtually, they would say yes to you. If there's somebody, Father God, who wants to take their spiritual growth to the next level and become a part of New D University, they would say yes to you. And so, Father, tonight, we just say thank you. Thank you for those who are coming. Thank you for those who are going to give their life to Christ. And I pray, Father God, that all of those who said yes tonight, that God, you would receive that yes and help them to go to the next level. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, thank y'all for being on with me tonight. Was that good? Can I see some hearts on TikTok? Y'all ain't said nothing to me all night. Just tap the screen three times, TikTok. I just want to see if you're still breathing. Tap the screen if this helped you tonight. Somebody put some fire in the chat if it helped you tonight on Facebook, on YouTube. Put some fire in the chat. God bless you. Thank you. I see you, Tiff. I see you, Darius. Thank you so much. Listen, if this blessed you tonight, thank you for those who are sowing where you're growing. I can't do what I do without your contributions and your help. Thank you for that. We are able to help and serve our community because of people like you who make generous contributions to the work of the ministry that we do in Memphis, Tennessee. And if you want to help our church continue to do those works, you can always give on our Cash App to $NDCC Memphis. And if this personal teaching ministry bless you, you can always sow into good ground by going to the Cash App $RealTalkSLS. RealTalkSLS. Thank y'all for sowing where you're growing. I appreciate the gifts that you give. I appreciate you. And I pray that you would take your growth to another level. We got some good things coming this week. I want to make a couple of announcements. Friday night, if you're single, single ladies, clap your hands. Single men, clap your hands. If you are single, ready to mingle, we got something for you this Friday night. We got our singles one night stand conference. I will be teaching our singles. We're going to have fun and games and fellowship. We're going to have music. It's going to be amazing. And if you can sign up for our singles conference by simply clicking on that link right there that Tiffany put up and join our singles ministry on Friday night. Married people, I got you too. I got you, boo. Me and my wife, Rhonda, we are going to do what's called Sweet Talk. It's like a nightclub for married folks. And we're going to have a smooth jazz artist, Pat Register. He's going to play the saxophone. We got desserts. Rhonda and I will be talking Sunday night in Sweet Talk at Soul Cafe on our church campus. We're going to be talking about the five things to make your bedroom suite sweeter. Yeah, we're going to have some sweet talk on five ways to make your bedroom sweeter. And if you have not subscribed to Rhonda and I's YouTube channel, what you waiting on? We have a YouTube channel for married couples. It's called Naked and Unashamed SLS. It's on YouTube. Go check us out. You'll be amazed. But you can register for Sweet Talk. You got that link? You can register for Sweet Talk by going to the Eventbrite and registering for Sweet Talk Sunday night. And then last but not least, Love in the Bluff. We got three rooms left for our June marriage conference, June 7th through the 9th. We'll be at Hyatt Centric Hotel. We're going to spend the night, two nights. We got a rooftop party. We got an R&B concert. Ron and I will be teaching on Love in the Bluff, building intimacy, liberating fantasies, unveiling communication, fueling desires, and facilitating fun. And so we want you to be a part of that. And Sweet Talk is this Sunday night. I need y'all to go register. If you're in Memphis, Tennessee, if you're in the tri-state area, please come and be a part of Sweet Talk. It's going to be amazing. All right, I think that's about it. In the morning at 6 a.m., we're going to be praying. And so get up in the morning with me and pray at 6 a.m. I'll be back on TikTok. I'll be back on Facebook. I'll be back on YouTube. And I want you to join me for prayer. And again, I want to thank all of you for supporting this ministry, for giving to $RealTalkSLS. Thank you for sowing where you're growing. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Do me a favor. Share this stream on your page. Don't be greedy. Give to the needy. Share this on your page. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. And I will see you in the morning. Go and be blessed. I'll see you soon.